Major rifts within the opposition have been cited as the biggest factor likely to thwart efforts by their leader, Anwar Ibrahim, to win control of government at the next election, due by 2013, although some analysts say a poll could be held as early as next year. More than 1,500 opposition officials endorsed a document that spelled out their common goals after a day-long convention aimed at patching up their differences. The three-party alliance made unprecedented inroads in the 2008 general elections, but those gains were also attributed to widespread anger over the government's handling of problems such as graft and racial inequality. Speaking to the party faithful in the eastern state of Sabah on Sunday, Anwar says Malaysia is witnessing a battle between the common interests of the people against the ruling elites.
The at times contentious battle is between the interests of the masses, the public, of the nation, of the people, and the interests of a special elite group, either family, cronies, or political elite. And in this battle, contentious battle, invariably, the public would lose.
Spats within the opposition stem largely from ideological differences among the three opposition parties, which consists of a conservative Islamic group that caters to the Malay Muslim majority, a secular left-leaning party whose members are mostly from the ethnic Chinese and Indian minorities, and Anwar's multiracial party, considered the bridge between the other two partners. However, these parties will still require a substantial swing if they are to win power at the next election. The National Front, spearheaded by the all-powerful United Malays National Organisation, or UMNO, has dominated Malaysian politics since independence in 1957. Luke Hunt for VOA News, Kota Kinabalu.